KBCS is powered by listeners just like you. Support this and other KBCS stories, interviews, and highlights by donating at our website, kbcs.fm. Next, you'll go to school. Vashon Grain School supports children in grades K through 5. Classes held mostly outdoors and in a yurt on Seed Bee's farm on Vashon Island. Listen in on how they start their day.
Every day, work with the land, be wild and free, listen with your heart, honor your soul, and let your soul soar, let it soar high, into the wind, finding your way.
Vashon Grain School is run by educator and activist Dana Sherholtz. And full disclosure, if you've listened to the KBCS stories from the border, Sherholtz joined us as a photojournalist there. She got her chops in photography as she recorded the work of the comadres in El Salvador, women whose loved ones had gone missing and were demanding the government to tell them where they were. Sherholtz describes how her organizing background informs how she teaches.
Working with the comadres, working for low-income housing in Seattle, like making sure there's like food on the street. Those are the moments that I look back on my life and I'm like, it mattered that I was trying to change something that felt wrong, that I was trying to do something to make the world a little bit better, a little bit more balanced. All of those moments in my life are the ones that mean the most in so many ways. The connections that I've made in those moments with so many people are so fulfilling. To do popular education work where like I'm gonna like talk to people who are waiting in the ferry line about what's going on in the snake, and these kids get to do it too. And we come back from an afternoon and the next day when we talk about what was that like, they are so lifted up by like knowing like they were having these conversations and they were getting people in their cars to call their representative right there. And they're like, we got her. And she started calling Patty Murray. To have that kind of impact and to make those connections with people that don't know about something, and then here you are teaching them about something. I want them to have those experiences because I know how much that has meant in my life to work for change, to work for things that I think, you know, if there's wrongs, you want to right them, whether it's in your personal life, in your community, or in the world. It makes a difference in how I feel about myself, how I see myself. I want these kids to have access to that basic understanding. Like, the songbirds don't sing because they're happy. They're happy because they sing. So when we do the work, it will bring you happiness. It will bring you connection that is meaningful.
After morning circle are chores, gathering and cleaning eggs and the chicken coop, and then working on the land.
We need help.
Well, how's it going? If you guys don't have something to do, you can always ask, what's next?
What's next?
What's next? What's next?
All right, and then take this to the barn. And then, are you guys done with your chore?
Yeah.
Oh, good. We're ready for the next thing.
Blackberry?
Blackberry.
Yeah!
The kids were pulling invasive Himalayan blackberry that day.
What is it called when we have lots of different kinds of plants growing in one area? So, like, that area down there where it was, I told you, it was just all blackberry when we...
Biodiversity?
Right. When we have biodiversity, lots of different kinds of plants, that means lots of different kinds of animals. That means a much healthier ecosystem. What is it called when many different things bloom at different times?
Succession bloom.
Succession bloom, excellent. So succession bloom means, so when it was all blackberry down there where you guys were eliminating, the blackberry comes on and there's lots of blossoms of blackberry and the bees love that. And then there's fruit and the birds love that. But it only happens at one time. Whereas when the snowberries
the Indian plum. What else? What are some of the other plants that are native down there?
Trailing.
The trailing blackberry. The nookerose. The vine maple.
What, dogwood?
The salmon berry, the dogwood. What else? Anybody else? Another?
Douglas maple.
The
basket willow.
The basket willow.
The red corn.
When there's all of those, they all bloom at a little bit different time from now until the end of summer. So just think, if you were going to go get your food and pretend that down there by the pond is your store, and you go, and you can go in at one time, there's just all one thing and you love it, but then the rest of the time you go, there's nothing else. Or you can go and sometimes there's this, and sometimes there's that. And you always know that there's something yummy to keep you healthy, right? So that's what we're trying to do by getting the native plants to have more of the habitat, by planting natives, taking non-natives out. That's what we're doing. It's very important work.
Did you do that? Nice, mango. Little green.
After lunch, everyone lumbers into the yurt for lessons, studying about historical figures in U.S. history as well as globally. Then they write using metaphors and similes.
I see majestic flowers winding up the puffs of dragons.
Later, they harvest willow from the farm to finish up their basket work. Throughout the day, students take turns to work one-on-one with an educator who works with each student on specific projects. Sherholtz reflects on the lifestyle of running a school on Seed Bee's farm.
I get to be outside with kids, playing, learning, growing things. I mean, I feel like this is like the dreamiest job you could have, and it's hard, and it's everything. I'm cleaning the composting toilet and developing the curriculum and, you know, doing the administrative work. It's a lifestyle, really, you know? It goes with the lifestyle of being here. But I wouldn't trade it right now. Like, I just feel so fortunate that parents have put faith in me and the people who I've hired over the years to, like, teach their most precious cargo.
There's always light when we're brave enough to see it. Change it is made when we're brave enough.
That was Sounds and Voices from Vashon Green School, run by Dana Sherholtz and her team.